Despite some crazy weeks, home builder sentiment is still up. Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, Dream Makers? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what we should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It's Today in Mortgage. I got Rich Jefferson back with me in the, I don't know if I'll call it a hot seat, but you're here with me, Rich. How you doing?
Sometimes it feels hot.
Feels like there's been a lot of heat on us lately. That's true with the industry and with the news. But Rich, you know, we're trying to look at some positive things out there today, and we've got one here. We're talking about home builder sentiment. And so we picked up this article from Barron's. We'll link to it in the show notes below, but it says U.S. home builder sentiment unchanged as buyers spurn high mortgage rates. So Rich, real quick, give us a kind of high level overview of what we're talking about here today.
Well, this report is just about how home builders are feeling about the future, about today and going forward. And if I'm a home builder, I'm feeling good for the next 10 years at minimum, because we need so many homes built. And the only thing that kind of slows the roll a little bit with home builders is demand. Obviously, demand is very high out there, but interest rates often stifle that demand just to scotch. And so, you know, interest rates bouncing up and down, even at the high level that we are right now, there's still some days are high and some days are low. It's just kind of slow in the roll a little bit, but not very much for home builders.
Yeah, and this article looks at a measure, and that is the NAHB's Housing Market Index. And what that does is it just kind of goes out there and talks to home builders, hey, how do you feel? And right now, that break-even point in the middle of like good versus bad is at 50, and the index is at 51. So it's still positive. It's not super, super positive, but you know, it could be way negative, which it has been, you know, over the past couple of years. And so this is a good sign. Could be better, but and a lot of the things that we're looking at, this is actually really good news, because we've talked about it a lot, Rich, right? Like, we need more inventory. And a lot of how that's going to come in the next couple of years with people not selling is new homes being built, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what you'll see in this Barron's article is that price reductions, concessions have reduced month over month. So even though interest rates are climbing, demand has dropped just a skosh. You're not getting the concessions that you would get or the price reductions that you would get even 30 days ago. So just everything that we've been talking about, Michael, again, this is the right time to buy a home because there are just so few of them available. And get out there and get after it and get yourself one.
Yeah, and obviously more homes coming online from new builds means more transactions happening. The mortgage industry means more transactions happening for real estate agents. And it really is kind of one of those things where you have to look at the bigger picture and make sure that you are preparing your buyers for the reality of the home that they maybe dream of versus the home that is available right now. And like Rich just said, coaching them through that and making sure that they understand, hey, maybe this is a stepping stone, this house that you're going to get into, but now is the time, and waiting is going to delay maybe wealth building, maybe family building, and all those things that buyers have in mind for their lives. And so being a partner with them is really what we're talking about here at the network. Rich, that's something that you lean into here, really pushing our loan officers to do their best to get to know their buyers, their clients really well, and what they need out of their home, not just financially, but in their lives. And so I think that relational piece of that is something that we really pride ourselves on here. So Rich, if you're a professional out there, what do you think is the most important things to be looking at in light of what we're seeing with new home builds today?
Well, if I'm out there working with my real estate agents as a loan advisor, you know, I'm not focusing on the negative stuff here. We know that people want to buy homes. We know that interest rates are higher, home sales are higher, but we also know real estate is the wealth builder in this country, and people want to buy homes. So we just need to match up the right products with the right buyers and the right qualifications. And, you know, we spend a little extra time with our potential home buyers and making sure that they get into the right products. So there's lots of products available, down payment assistance, grants. There's a number of great products out there for home buyers today. They just need to reach out to a great loan advisor. And hey, listen, if you're a loan officer in this industry, you need to really understand all of the products that are available to you today.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Rich. Thanks for bringing that up. And if you guys are out there, you want to learn more about how to be a part of the best network in mortgages and get some of this coaching, these ideas that we're sharing, and even more inside the network every day, click the Grow link below and we will get you all the information you need to know about the network. So Rich, I think that is going to cut it for today. Any words you have on this or anything else?
No, I would leave it as stay positive, because there's way more good news than there is bad news. And your day is going to be better, I promise.
Love it. Rich, you're always preaching positivity, and I know that goes a long way here, especially with me and with all of our people. And so we appreciate you and everybody out there watching, listening. We also appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time on Today in Mortgages. Today in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.